HKX, mobile.
What the heck? N6CLX.
Noon, Mike. Patrick here, KO4 HKX.
Mine was pretty good.
You had a really good day. I didn't know how it was going to turn out when it started, but it wound up being a good day.
Yeah, I'm in the middle of sending out 400 or 500 emails, kind of a cold call campaign, and one of them was to a guy that I was talking to maybe 8 months ago, and he actually came right back to me and said, I've been looking for your email address. I've got something.
He's just wanting to make that profitable.
It's grueling to send out that many emails and personalize them. Golly.
Imagine, that drive me nuts.
Some of it, but I've got a solution for them. They make micro canning lines for microbreweries. So it's a can line that actually is portable. They can put it in a trailer and take it from brewery to brewery. Just looking for a way to blow the wash water off the cans after they've gone through a spray bath.
They wash it off of them. Just excess beer.
Yep. Yeah, after they go through the fill line and then crimp the tops on, you know, they got beer all over them, so they want to rinse that beer off. You know, a YouTube video for the process. I've been in these places before. I watched it. And my email back to them started out with, I watched the video. It's very, I understand the process. I'm also kind of wanting a beer now.
I never run across anything that makes me want to drink that.
But I do like it.
Looking at for anybody else or whatever, it's just I have never found one that tastes like anything I want to drink.
For you, my friend, they make Coke.
I agree, and I give that up at the first of the year, so I've done away with it, too.
Water.
Her and sweet tea, and actually now I drink more water than I do anything else, which I never thought I'd do that either, but I did.
Continue on with the old age thoughts. I drink water.
I know where you was going with that, but I'm not there yet.
I had to go see the urologist last week, and urologist is not a Russian name.
This morning you said just having to have quite a few doctor visits over the last month or two.
Nothing serious going on. It's just, you know, I had to have my stud implant for that missing tooth that one got pulled last year. Exactly 1 year later, I finally get the post inserted. Now I got to wait 6 months to get the replacement fake tooth.
Because they can't get the stuff to make it out of, or what's going on?
Well, cost was the main reason why I put off getting it. They still wanted to wait 6 months for bone growth. And now that I decided, well, okay, I'm 10 days from making the last payment on that 0% health card for the extraction. Took me a year to pay that thing off. Now, I've stacked it with the price of the post. It was $1,800. But the 6 months gives the body time to recover.
Something I don't know a whole lot about.
It's not horrible, it's not painful, but it sure hurts the pocketbook.
Or HKX. Yeah, and I can't give you a pain pill for that one.
CLX, crying the poor road for me.
What else have you been up to other than work and going to the doctor?
Because that happened the month after, no, month before the deer took out the Jeep. wish it could have all been, like, singularly involved. I could have sued the deer.
It made life a little easier. Insurance would have paid for that, right?
I don't know about that. Stuff my wife's going through, I'm having to fight the insurance. Oh, it's just crazy. But in the end, it's only money.
I've had my feel of the insurance companies for a while. I could care less if I ever talk to another one.
Pretty good here. I'm in the far right lane on 85, past 5 BMWs. It's all, the other two lanes are pretty much stop and go, but we're going a good 30, 35.
Afternoon.
Clouds are in the sky, and it's 85.
I think your hotspot, so you can use your DMR again.
I don't know. When I get home, most likely the XYL will be wanting me to help with dinner, so that's probably a negative. I think about it tonight, have the mental capacity, all I gotta do is slip that microcard in and turn it on.
It wouldn't take much then, if you could find it. I think you said you were looking for it, didn't know where it was at for sure.
I didn't know where it was at, but last night I found it.
That part.
My awesome setup here sometimes doesn't hit the repeater all the time.
Scratchy this afternoon. I didn't know if it was just me or what.
I think I need to put a ground on the, set a ground from the antenna mount to the car frame. It would probably help with the ground plane.
You were noisier than what you usually are. I mean, normally you don't have a whole lot with you, but every now and a little bit. This afternoon is pretty steady.
I'll have to check the antenna. If it weren't for antennas, I'd never have anything to do. N60LX, gonna go check the phone here.
4HKX, mobile and monitoring.
Patrick N60LX.
4HKX, I'm still here for a few minutes.
Almost home. I just thought I'd say good evening to you. Hopefully talk to you tomorrow. N60LX, I'll be clear.
Good to hear from you today, Mike. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 73.